Penguin Random House Audio presents World of Warcraft, Sylvanas, by Christy Golden. Read for you by Patty Matson. This is, at its heart, a book about family. Be it our first family or found ones. I therefore dedicate it to my own. My late father, James R. Golden, and my mother, Elizabeth C. Golden. And to my sister and brother, Lizanne and James R. Golden, Jr. Chip to us. I love you all. Prologue. Sylvanas Windrunner stood at the top of the steps for a moment. She was not sure if the young king, pacing within the runic circles below, would become future prey or future partner. It was all up to him and her. "You will not succeed," the young lion had once said defiantly as he knelt before her. It was a ludicrous statement. Anduin Rin was held fast by chains woven of dark magic. He had received the worst pain the Mossworn were capable of bestowing, yet had not broken. Even managing to summon the light in this place of cold, shattered misery. Through everything he had endured, Anduin retained a desire to help and heal, even if it meant his own suffering. And that display had intrigued the jailer, he who ruled this realm of torment. He with whom Sylvanas had allied. The jailer wanted to use this shiny new weapon immediately, but something had stirred within the Banshee Queen. Something she couldn't quite explain. Was it hubris that compelled this desire to see her greatest enemy swayed to her side? "You've seen what he can do when he believes in the cause." Their first encounter had not gone well. She hoped this one would yield better results. The jailer had granted her the measure of patience she requested, but he would not wait forever. Anduin heard her steps and ceased pacing. He turned to face her, his blue eyes regarding her emotionless face. Then he dropped his gaze to the tray she carried. "I find myself wondering what that is and where you obtained it." "Do you think you're the only mortal in the Shadowlands?" His eyes widened slightly. "So, my friends are still here. You're slipping, Sylvanas." Sylvanas continued down the stairs. "Not at all. I told you before, no more secrets. No more lies. I do try to think the best of people. But I lost hope in you even before the war." That surprised her, but she did not show it.
"This is not a place for hope, little lion. But it is a place for reason. Overly gentle and trusting you may be, but I do not think you a fool."
"I see. You're going to attempt to convince me that I should help the jailer destroy this cycle of life and death." He laughed softly, shaking his head. "No, I am certainly not the fool here." Sylvanas had reached the invisible border of Anduin's prison. She could enter and exit as she wished, and the tray of food and water passed easily through the barrier. She knew he had not had water for a day.
had been denied food even longer. Yet Anduin simply glanced at the food, then back at her with narrowed eyes. Sylvanas pushed down her irritation and bit back a sharp retort. Then, to his visible surprise, she sat on the stone floor and cocked an eyebrow at him.
"Eat. I do not need to resort to poison. Any harm I wish to do, you would not be able to prevent."
"No." So this was how it was to be.
It was fine with her. He was quite literally a captive audience, and she had come to say much.
"I told you before, we wish you to join us willingly. I know you have empathy and compassion. That has been a weakness for you, but also a strength. So I will tell you how it was that I came to be the jailer's partner, and why I think you should be too. I will share with you things I have shared with no one before."
It cost her nothing. Anduin would serve, or he would be used. Either way, any words spoken within these dark halls would never be shared with another mortal soul. Not when her victory was so close at hand.
Anduin cocked his head and looked at her searchingly. As if mocking her, he sat, somehow graceful, if clanking, in his armor. He reached for the water, toasted her, and drank.
"Go on then, Sylvanas Windrunner. Tell me these truths you have never shared."
"It would seem I have nothing but time."
Part 1.
With Love and Courage.
Vereth Windrunner. Chapter 1.
"Let me see, let me see,"
Varisa begged. The balcony walls, white and curving as the throat of a swan, were too tall for her to peer over, and Sylvanas sighed. She cast a final longing look at the crowd milling below, then darted back into their chambers for a stool. As Varisa happily clambered atop it, Sylvanas returned her attention to the scene. Their parents did host some gatherings. Father said it was prudent to do so from time to time. But they were usually small affairs. While Lord Vereth Windrunner was one of King Anastarion's most trusted advisors, and his wife Larissa was the Ranger General of Silvermoon, lesser nobles like the ostentatious Lord Saltharil threw much more lavish celebrations. But Larissa had little patience with pretense and politics, and their quietly brilliant father's idea of a fine evening was a glass of wine, a good book, and candles to read by. But today, everything was different. Some of those gathered at the base of the spire were nobility like the Windrunners. Others would have once been considered commoners, but their athleticism, agility, and almost uncanny skills in marksmanship and tracking had elevated them to another sort of nobility. Certainly, Sylvanas and her sisters had been raised with respect for and almost awe of the Farstriders. And thus far, Sylvanas had seen nothing to disabuse her of the notion that they were worthier of respect than someone who'd simply been born with a title. She had seen many of the Farstriders already for one reason or another, but they had usually come at the Ranger General's request and interacted little with the rest of the family. Sylvanas was most familiar with Lorthamar Theron, perhaps because of his white hair. He was one of the few elves who looked older than they were, and he bore himself with the same quiet, elegant dignity that Sylvanas saw in her father.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?